Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, joining me over Zoom are three individuals who are with the production Purge. We have director and producer Hannah Friedhead, and we have actors Jenny Price and Devki Patel. So starting off, I appreciate you three joining me over Zoom. Looking forward to when we can start having more people actually in studio for these interviews, but Zoom will have to do for now. So starting off, Hannah, can you just give a little bit of a synopsis of The Purge, or I guess just Purge, not The Purge. I guess there's a difference between the movie series The Purge, that horror movie series, and what this play is.
I'd be happy to, and yes, you're very right. It's not The Purge, it's just Purge, which is a Finnish drama, actually. And it's quite a heavy play, actually. It might not have all the blood and guts as The Purge, but it has a ton of humanity, very interesting relationships and characters, and it touches on some very, very hard themes. Which might seem like a bit of an odd choice for the first play back, but there are themes that are very relevant in our society today, including sex trafficking, which has been dubbed the hidden victims of COVID-19, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very, very intriguing play.
I'm curious, the decision to go with Purge. What's the process like? I'm assuming there's maybe a couple options that you guys kind of choose from. And if so, if I'm correct, if I'm not, obviously correct me. But how was it that Purge was ended up chosen for as, I guess, the play of choice?
There were several things that played into this choice. For one thing, it's a show I saw myself back in Sweden about a decade ago. And I fell thoroughly in love with it from the word go. It's a beautiful piece. And it's also a very, very enthralling book by the same author, same name. Highly recommend it if you can get your hands on it. It's at the library in town. So it's a show I've always wanted to produce. And I haven't seen anything like it in Fort McMurray in the past 8 years since I've been here. So I thought it was time for something different. And it also lends itself very well to the restrictions we had to work with, which changed day to day. But when we first decided on moving forward with Purge, it's a play that has a small cast, and the cast doesn't really interact with each other more than two and two at the same time. So we could keep things fairly COVID safe, and we didn't have to have a large ensemble where everybody's walking around touching and sneezing on each other, but we could keep people fairly isolated while still doing a show with more than one or two people.
Now,
there's a lot of little things they did.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, and this is just a little bit of a fun question, but you mentioned that this is a Finnish play, and you, of course, are Swedish. Is there like a conflict of interest right there?
It would have been if it was Danish.
Okay, Danish. So I had the wrong country there. All right, good. Good to know. If we ever have a Danish play happening, and for some reason you're working on it, I'm going to be calling you out since you just pretty much said it right here.
Good, you should. The Finns are okay. The Danes, I'll give the side eye a little bit.
You mentioned with COVID-19. I'm curious how that was, you know, just how that was. You mentioned that it's a small cast, so obviously that played a big part. But, you know, just having to follow all the restrictions, and can you just kind of talk about that, how that process was like?
This has been one of the most unique theater experiences I think Fort McMurray has ever seen before. We have had to be extremely flexible. Everybody has been like, everybody who's been involved in this project has been incredibly understanding of things changing from day to day. We have had the auditions, for example, they were all virtual by video. We were hoping to have live auditions, but the harsher restrictions went into play, I think, 2 days before we were due to have auditions. So everybody had to just pivot and send in a video instead, which was, we got a lot of audition material. A lot of people auditioned for this play. People are starving for theater, I think.
I think that says a lot about Devki and Jenny, that they are able to get the roles. I think that says a lot.
Oh, this cast is stellar. Like, we had so many good audition tapes to choose from, and we ended up with a stellar, stellar cast. It's been amazing as a director to work with these people. Pivot our entire rehearsal process pretty much every single week. We've gone from doing virtual rehearsals using Google Meets and other things, recording rehearsals and doing live portions. We have had outdoor rehearsals, which was very interesting considering the nature of the play. We had to censor some scenes and just focus on blocking and things like that instead of, you know, character development and lines. And then about, I think it was only 3 weeks ago, we were actually allowed back inside the theater and could actually start rehearsing together.
Okay. So I want to go back to the plot itself. And you mentioned at the beginning that this is a very, unlike the Purge movie series, this is very serious, has a lot of real world important topics. And you mentioned, you know, human trafficking. And I know that the plot takes place in two different settings, right after World War II, and I believe in the 1990s, the early part of the decade. Was there maybe a little bit of a challenge where, you know, you had to focus on two different, you know, eras in a sense, where I was born in the mid 90s, so I don't know what the early 90s was like, but I'm assuming it was a lot different than just after World War II.
Well, one thing that made it easier is that we actually never, only once do we leave the cottage in Estonia where this takes place.
Okay.
Which makes it a lot easier because Alida, there's a lady who lives there, played by Jenny. She hasn't changed much since the time in the 50s where the where parts of the play takes place. You get to follow, it's more of a change in time than it is in place. So you get to follow her as she is trying to, she remembers and she experiences these things that was going on back in her youth. At the same time as the current timeline is moving forward with the arrival of Zaha in the 1990s.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk about Purge, the first live production in Fort McMurray since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we're talking about Purge, the first live production in Fort McMurray since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. And before the break, we had a chance to hear from Hannah Friedhead, who is a director and producer, kind of just giving us a little bit of a snapshot into the play itself. And we still have a couple of actors who are going to be taking part in the play. And we have Jenny Price. And Jenny, you're going to be playing Alida, one of the two main characters. Can you just start off with maybe just sharing a little bit more information with our listeners about your character?
Yeah, for sure. Alita is a very interesting woman. She's a survivor. And so the play is really a story about her experiences throughout a really tumultuous time in Estonia's history. When I was given an opportunity to first read the script, I kind of went and did a little bit of research on my own of like, what was that history? Because I mean, I don't know European history. I'm terrible when it comes to studying history. And just, you know, looking back through and the different, like, Estonia was an independent country, and then they were occupied by this group, and then occupied by this group, and then all the way through. And so Alida kind of experiences that through her younger years. And when we meet her in 1992, I think it is, at the beginning of the play, we're meeting her at a point in time where her country has actually just regained its independence again. And she's kind of thinking back on all these things that have occurred in her life, things that she's done to be able to survive to get to that point. And she's kind of like reflecting back on all of these various choices. And she's kind of forced into that when this young girl, Zada, shows up in her front yard. And that's like the catalyst for her to be thinking back on all these things that she has done.
Mm-hmm. And this is a question I'm definitely going to be asking Devki in a little bit, but I've been to a few plays in my life, and most of the plays I go to, you know, are joyous and nice musicals, and are, you know, there are obviously some sad parts, but it's overall, you know, a very, just the energy is very positive. And that's not to take away from this play. As Hannah had mentioned, there's a very serious topic here in human sex trafficking. Can you just kind of talk about, you know, playing a character who is unfortunately a victim of trafficking?
Yes, Alida is not necessarily a victim of trafficking herself, but there's definitely that theme in there, as well as some other very heavy themes as well.
And, okay.
It's been a challenge. We spent a lot of time as a cast working on how to keep ourselves sort of safe emotionally. You know, there's always been a focus in theater of physical safety, and obviously we still have that focus as well, and layering in this case, COVID safety on top of our usual safety concerns. But we also spend a lot of time working with our intimacy coach, Alex DeRoche, and our director, Hannah, and our stage manager, Zach, on the things that we needed to do to sort of like tap into our character and then tap out again at the end to be like, I'm going to leave that behind. That's not what I'm taking back out into the world with me. The things that I've said to other actors on the stage, the things they've said to me, that's not a reflection of what our relationship is together. But in many ways too, even though it's so heavy and dark, there are times where when you get to dig into those really deep emotions, there's also some catharsis there. It's been a fascinating process. I've done some dramas before, but nothing quite like this. So it's been an experience.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. I got to do my put on my mystery hat here, and I got to try and get as much information from you guys as possible. And you mentioned that Alida isn't a victim of sex trafficking, but at the same time, this play has two different eras, so to speak, in the early '90s and after World War II. So is it safe to say, you know, she's a survivor of some of the horrors that happened in World War II and maybe the aftermath of that?
I mean, there's definitely connections to the things that happened in her country and in her community because of the war.
Okay.
And those occupations. And there's a real theme about what happens when power shifts and changes hands, and what changes and what doesn't.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk about Perch, the first live production in Fort McMurray since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over Zoom are three individuals with the production Perch, the first live production in Fort McMurray since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so far, we've had a chance to hear from director and producer Hannah Friedhead, just giving us a little bit of a snapshot into the plot itself. And we've also heard from actor Jenny Price, who plays one of the two main characters. And we also have the other actor who's playing the second main character, and that is Devki Patel. So Devki, maybe just to start off, can you just kind of share the experience of playing such a, you know, I'm assuming a very difficult character. There's a lot of emotions that go into this character.
I'm not gonna lie, when I auditioned, I really don't think I knew what I was getting myself into. Like, honestly, auditioning was a last minute decision for me. Like, I had been thinking about it, and then I kind of forgot about it with the school, and then my break started, and I was like, oh shoot, like, this audition is due like this weekend, might as well, you know, try. And I didn't expect to get the role, and so it was all very rushed, and I got it, and I was like so happy, and Hannah called me, and like, the content in the play, like, as Jenny and Hannah have mentioned, it's very dark, but like, there's a lot of humanity behind it. And especially right now, I think with all these new movements coming forward, you know, globally, even with women empowerment and feminism, I think the fact that this play really, you know, most of the lead roles are women, and the focus is on these women's experiences, and, you know, how society has kind of betrayed them, and how they've kind of been pushed under, you know, pushed to their breaking point, yet they're so resilient, and they come forward, and they, you know, move along and try to have a better life for themselves. So playing the role, it's honestly amazing. I've never done a play before. I've done a couple musicals and like one act that was like a drama that was 20 minutes long. So this was very new, and you know, the experience was very new and big, and you know, more extravagant than I've ever done. But it was really cool to play this role and see myself grow, but also my character grow throughout the process, and how much of like a backstory I've kind of created for my character based on, you know, the amazing team we've had to work with. And, you know, Jenny's been amazing working with her. I've been able to, you know, feed off of her energy and her character throughout the whole thing. So yeah, the story is very intricate, but I think it's really important that we start, you know, becoming more open to sharing these kind of stories and becoming more common, because as you said, musicals and comedies, those are the go-to for audience members. And I understand, like, you want to break from the harsh realities, but I also think it's important to have the ability to showcase these kind of stories, because there's always some type of truth that is reflected in an audience member, whether it's, you know, an actual event or an emotion, it always will resonate with someone in the audience. So yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool experience.
I definitely want to touch on the last part you mentioned there. And you kind of earlier you mentioned that you had been in a mini drama. I think you mentioned it was like 20 minutes long, but this is kind of a new challenge for you. And I am not an actor by any means. I cannot act for the life of me, but I can still appreciate it. And when I watch film or, you know, just a nice TV series, I really appreciate it when it's such a tough role, when there's a lot of emotions into it, and you can really just see just how well that actor is at their job. I'm curious how much of a challenge it was. I know I have a little bit of a bio of you, Devki, that Hannah had sent over, and your last role was playing in Holy Trinity's Clue the Musical. So you go from that to this very challenging role. So I'm curious, you know, how much of a challenge was that?
It's been hard. Like, there are off days and on days, and that's common for any, you know, any profession, any job, any role, I guess. Like, there's days where you're doing really good at one thing, but then it's not, you know, coming through the other. And it's really hard to not force yourself, but make it easier for yourself to come to that point every time. And, you know, especially this week with all our Q2Q tech rehearsals, dress rehearsals, we're running the play every single day and then the show every single day for over a week straight. So bringing yourself to that point that, you know, I'm basically breaking down multiple times throughout the play in various different emotions, you know, anger, sadness, anxiety, you know, like PTSD, like there's a lot of different things that erupt from my character at very, very different moments. And, you know, having the self-control to portray that, and hopefully it's coming across. I haven't, you know, I haven't seen what I've been doing. I'm just trusting the artistic team to tell me if I'm doing anything wrong. But yeah, it's definitely difficult, especially when you've never gone through that kind of stuff. And I'm so grateful that I haven't, but putting yourself in that kind of painful shoes is very hard. And you have to, as Jenny mentioned, you really have to take in your mental health, because it's often, it's not something you really think about. I'm glad it's becoming more common, especially in the arts world, to, as a topic, but it's really hard to not let yourself sit in your character after you're done. You really have to let it go, move on with your life, and come back to it later.
All right. Well, we're unfortunately running out of time, and I blame my stupid Swedish to finish question for ruining this, but I was hoping to maybe get a little bit more information from Devki and Jenny, so but we have just like a couple of minutes left. So Hannah, I got to bring you in because we got to get into the most important part talking about this play, and is how can individuals watch? And I know it's quite unique because you can watch it in person and virtually. So can you just share a little bit more information on that?
Absolutely. So you can watch it live, which is actually the Canadian premiere this weekend at Keanu Theatre. Opening on Thursday at 8 p.m. and then playing Friday and Saturday. The tickets are very limited since Keanu Theater is still operating with restrictions, so we only have 30% capacity. So if you want tickets to the live show, don't hesitate. You can get them at the Keanu Theater website or at our website, theaterjustbecause.com/perch. But you can also watch the show virtually. It's being professionally recorded. And then it's being shared between July 15th and 25th. So you simply purchase a virtual ticket for the night or the day you would like to watch it, and then you have it accessible for 24 hours on demand.
You mentioned a really cool part of that. Because it's virtual, this really feels like this is a Canadian premiere. So have you had any chance to hear from people outside of the community who are eager to maybe watch it virtually?
Yes, from the author of the play and the book, actually.
Oh, wow.
She gave us a shout out on social media yesterday, and she is one of my favorite authors of all time. So I've been spending the past day a blubbering, dithering mess. So we've gotten a lot of requests from Finland at this point, and Sweden. People are excited to share it with their loved ones across Canada, because a lot of the times you don't have your immediate family in Fort McMurray. So there's very often that an actor or an artistic team member aren't able to share their work in Fort McMurray with the people they love, but now they can.
Screw Canadian premiere. This is international. This is going international now.
Oh, yes. Everybody's going to see how good Fort McMurray is. We always say that they underestimate the Fort McMurray arts community, and now we'll be able to prove it.
Once again, that was director and producer of Purge, Hannah Friedhead, and we also had actors Jenny Price and Devki Patel. If you're looking for more information about Purge, especially how to get tickets to a live show or how to actually watch it virtually, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.